come join us over there. We have a good time and we learn a lot of stuff. So another thing is I want to talk about before I get started is I did a podcast, a solo podcast a couple weeks ago, DIY and emotion. So they don't really have anything to do with each other, but I have a hard time coming up with titles. That's not my strong suit. So anywho, DIY podcast. So I love to do this podcast. I love to do it. I love to interview the women. They've got just amazing stories. And I know from the downloads and the emails and stuff that I get that a lot of other people like it as well. So these women just have such amazing stories. And I've become really good friends with a lot of them. I just, you know, can text them or call them or Facebook message them. And I've just made so many great relationships. And I just think it's great. And I know, like I said before, that a lot of other women have told me that they love the podcast. They love the interviews with these women. They're inspiring. They're motivating. So I want to keep that going. I am almost into 2 years of podcasting. I'm at 81 episodes, I believe it is. But I thought I need to monetize this. I need to figure out how to monetize my podcast. I don't want to do ads. I don't want to do sponsors. I don't want to be that person that, and not that there's anything wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with it at all, but I don't want to find advertisers and then have to read, you know, 30 seconds to a minute of their product. I have no problem talking about products I love, and I do that on occasion here, and I don't charge people for it, but I just don't want to seek advertising or sponsors. So I've set up a Patreon account where you can support me for just $3 a month if you want. If you like this podcast and you want to help me with some of the costs, soft costs, hard costs, you know, all that good stuff, just $3 a month. I would so appreciate it. The link is down below. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So on to the question I asked in the Facebook group and the answers. So I'm going to read this from my phone so the people that are on my YouTube watching this can see me read from my phone. And also put a Kleenex up to my nose because my nose is running. Okay. Here's the question I asked. What is one thing you would recommend women over 50 experience at least once? That received 83 comments so far, and I think I posted it couple of days ago. So let's go here. So first one starts off with a bang. Orgasms. Amazing how many women never experience this. Well, I'm not going to argue with you. Rose, I believe women should have amazing orgasms as well. Kathy says travel to a third world country. Stay in a five-star hotel, but where you can easily experience the community. Eva says creativity, emotional release, and cathartic magic that creating art brings. Sue says travel overseas for sure. Tiffany says Italy. Liza says solo travel. There's a lot of travel in here. You're going to see some themes as I go on. Claire says travel alone. Nancy says travel somewhere fun and go by yourself. Sally says go to Arizona. I love Arizona. I've been there a couple of times. Nancy, one of my previous podcast guests, just moved to Moab, Utah. And she says, Arches National Park in Moab, magical and healing and the realization we are such a tiny aspect in this vast world. Humbling. I agree, Nancy. I've been to Arches and I have been to another national park in Utah. And for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it right now. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Wanda says solo home ownership. Every woman should experience this after they turn 50. Leanne, my business partner, said, I was going to say a threesome, but visiting a national park is better. So this comment started a whole string of really funny comments, which I'm not going to read all those, but good for you, Leanne. Good for you. Debbie says, and I love this, Debbie says, a sexy photo shoot, even if no one ever sees the picture. I think many times we forget how beautiful we can be as we age. A great boudoir photographer brings back our spark and magic. Love that. Love that. Sex with a 30-year-old, someone else says. Good for you. I don't know if I would have the cojones to do that. But Colleen says, starting a mini mop dance, like you see in videos. Just by dancing anywhere, you hear a good song. It's like I gave courage to a woman who was too shy to. Women who were too shy to. I love that. Another one, true love, peace, and happiness just once. Oh, yes, that'd be great to experience. Susan says, walking on the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, shopping on King Street in Charleston, walking in Georgetown, of course, the best block in Nashville on Broadway. I'm lucky to have experienced each of these adventures. Plus, being 50, you can go and just enjoy, eat, and experience it all. So there's another, you know, travel is really becoming a theme. Here's another theme that's running through: a mind-blowing orgasm. Join the Mile High Club. True love. Do what makes you happy. Nanette says, skydiving, amazing. I agree with you, Nanette. I jumped out of an airplane once. I can only do it once. I triggered my vertigo, so I didn't do it again. Tony says, self-love. But once you experience at this age, and hopefully keep it. Stephanie says, get a stripper pole and take a class. Ziplining. Go and just do what makes you happy. Cycle around the country and go on an ATV adventure. I like that one. Here's another one, an orgasm you don't have to fake. Julie says, I love this group. Amazing sex, skydiving. Lauren says, redesigning your life to fit you perfectly. For myself, I'm moving to Mexico. I'm not going to have fear to find me, and I need the weather mostly. Martha says, peace of mind. Tracy says, true connection with the horse. Cynthia says, grandchildren. Debbie says, I'm 52, so far from me, helping or supporting a woman who is my younger self find their passion and joy that they will look back and say, I did it. I love that. Another person encouraging us to go to Arizona. Traveling alone, it's empowering to be on your own and exciting new surroundings, doing what you want to do when you want to do it. Amen. I agree with you, Christine, on that one. Skinny dipping, hot springs, cocaine, skydiving, tiramisu, $1 million in the bank. No kidding here. I mean all of it. Rebecca says, just pure happiness with who you are, and white water rafting, of course. I agree with the white water rafting. I've been twice on the Arkansas River in Colorado. Oh, scary business. Linda says, do something you have not done since your youth. I have not surfed in 48 years. When in Hawaii for our 50th anniversary, I joined a well-researched surf school. Despite my fear, I surfed in Maui and actually caught some waves and stood up. That's awesome. I love that. Donna says, sailing in beautiful waters. So I'm sure that as the days and weeks go on, there'll be more answers to that. But I just want to share those with you. What the question being, you know, what do you think women, what would you recommend women over 50 experience at least once? So I would love to hear what you think about this. Email me, email's down below, and let me know what you would recommend women over 50 experience at least once. Okay, friends. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week.